Zayin Nisan, Tovshin Ayin Beis. Rav Yaakov Sipper, the lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim, never too bad, never too late.
We're living in time of ruchniyistika tragedies and the Zayinus that the generations, early generations, have never experienced, where Koiches HaTuma are inflicting upon us nisyanus, unbelievable nisyanus. We know and we hear about tragedies, the terrible tragedies. Our task is to prevent tragedies happening, people falling in a way they shouldn't. But at the same time, as our chiyuv of Kol Yisrael, our Reivim Zeh L'Zeh, our responsibility as mechanchim, parents, is to be able to help those sometimes who have fallen and show them the way back. I'd like to read you out a poem that was given to me by one of my Talmidim some time back. And I think the poem expresses a feeling which I'd like to address in this morning's shiur. The heading is the Yetzer Hara. Some things are unforgivable. I have a voice inside me, and it tells me much each day. It's hard to never listen to the things I hear it say. It tells me not to try my best, or just to give up now. It tells me I can't pass each test, because I just don't know how. It says, that's not your level yet. Don't make believe you're pure. You've stained your soul with so much black. What's just a little more? We both know exactly what you've done. Do you really still believe that Hashem still wants your tefillos, no matter how much you plead? He tells me, don't you feel the wall that's blocking you from him? He has no room for evil people. He will never let you in. You know I'm right. You know you're wrong. You know you can't go back. You're stuck with me forever. You've already left the track. There's no such thing as tshuva for what you know you've done. You said you'd never do it again, but you're just not that strong. We both know you keep returning to the disgusting things you do. You think Hashem still loves you now. You call yourself a Jew. You've passed the point of no return, burned bridges to your past. You know inside you're a monster, so take off your holy mask. Don't you feel it when you daven that he's pushing you away? You ask for one more chance, you failed. Do you think now you can pray? He's cut off all the contact, the blacks pressing from all sides. You've joined the world of sinners. To him you're dead, though you're alive. Your place in Gehenna is waiting. There's no way to change the fact. So what's one more Aveira when your soul's already black? And this comes with a question. Am I the only one who feels this way? Is this the Yetzer Hara, or is this the real reality? And I want to address this in today's shiur. I saw a beautiful chizuk. The pasuk says, "Leman tiskoy es yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha." There's a mitzvah that we have every single day to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Break this lanim Rebbe zeicher tzal livracha nesiv v'shalom. He says there's one thing that we cannot forget as Yetzias Mitzrayim. We learn it when we are young, and every single child knows that Klal Yisrael went out in Mitzrayim. What's the mitzvah every day? Leman tiskoy es yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, an ongoing mitzvah. And he says, because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to remind us, wants us to remember, Yetzias Mitzrayim was not just a physical Yetzia, it was a ruchniyistika Yetzia. At the time in Mitzrayim, we were memte sharei tuma, we were steeped, we were stooped, we were at the lowest madregas, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu referred to us with such love, b'ni v'chayri Yisroel. The Ribbono Shel Olam's unshakable love to us, Bonim atem Hashem elekeichem, remains constant even at that level of tuma. And the Torah wants us, as the Slonim Rebbe, to remember that every single day. Leman tiskoy es yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim. Remember what you were then. In Eichas Chaim LeRosh writes that Misha Einai Maimin, that a person who does not believe, Asher Eitzei Sicho Me'etz Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Eitz Mitzrayim, Af Bonechi Hashem Nekecho Einai Maimin. That is lacking in the Emuna, Neich Hashem Nekecho, Ve'ein Zei Yichud HaSholim. Ki Zeh HaYisukul HaSisrol, Al Kol HaAmin, V'Zeh Yisrael Kol HaTayrekul. Someone doesn't believe in Yitzis Mitzrayim, says the Eichas Kaim, goes, Ein Zeh Yichud HaSholim. He's lacking in the absolute Yichud, because this is the Skula, this is the Skula of Klal Yisrael, we are the Ribbono Shel'Olam's treasure, and this is the Yisrael of Kol HaTayrekul. Right to Chaskel Levenstein, Zeh Chesal Livrachet, it's very shver. If someone doesn't believe in Yitzis Mitzrayim, it's a Kaifa Beke. This is one of the Yisrael of Emunah. Ein ze yichud ha-shalim is the whole problem. It's not the yichud ha-shalim. That's kvira. Zogt Reb Chaskel, and he says like this. He says what we're referring to here is not the gashmir stick of yitzia. It's the ruchnias. It's coming out of the memte shari tumah. Mitzrayim was the brias hara in the world. Was in Mitzrayim. And the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out from a level of Memte Shari Tumah, and took us to Har Sinai. He said, that's what we're referring to. Mishei Neimaimin, if somebody doesn't believe that it's possible for a person, however far the person has gone, that the person can come back, and come back to the highest Madregas, and once again be considered the beloved ones of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Zeh Yichud HaSholim, there's something missing. Because that is the Segulas Yisrael, the treasure, Klal Yisrael, the treasure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Many years back, there was a bocher in Ponovich, long before the child at risk came to become a plague in Klal Yisrael. Many years back, there was a bocher in Ponovich who lost his chavrusos and fell into the wrong company and eventually became completely secular, left yeshiva and joined the Tzahal, joined the army, which at that time was such a bizarre embarrassment for the yeshiva. His family cut off with him, his friends cut off with him, no one had any shaykhs. And one day he gets a letter, one day he is told by his chaverim, by his friends in the army, there's a letter waiting for you. He says, it's impossible, no one writes many letters, the only friends I have are here. Go and have a look. He goes there, there's a letter for him. And there's a name Shmuel at the back. Shmuel? Who do I have? Who in my family is called Shmuel? Which friend of mine is Shmuel? He opens it up. Yekiri va'oyav, my beloved one and my precious one. La'on shaloi yigat, I don't know where you are, but wherever you are, eifa shata nimtza, however much you may have fallen, ani reitza lifkoyash itcha, I want to meet you, and I want to speak to you. Signed, Shmuel Rezovsky. Shmuel Rezovsky was Rosh Yeshiva Ponovich. And this boy, and this soldier, gets this letter, and he realizes that there's hope, and he leaves, and he runs to Reb Shmuel's house, and he comes into Reb Shmuel, and Reb Shmuel sat with him for hours and hours. And Baruch Hashem, he came back. Because Reb Shmuel taught him the lesson of Laman Tisko Yashem Tseishcho Me'etz Mitzrayim. The Yesod of Yetzias Mitzrayim is there's no such thing as the point of no return. It's never too late. There's the most beautiful chizuk in Sefer Toimet Avera in the middle of Eval Pesha. It states, and it brings the pasuk, Imrochat Hashem Tsoyas B'nois Tzion. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm going to wash the excrement, Tsoyas B'nois Tzion. Rabbi Yitzchok Blazer, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, explains with a moshul. Imagine a child, imagine a mother's out, and the father, the husband, or the children, or babysitting, and the child has a filthy nappy. And at Kedalka, the child sitting in a cot, the nappy is filthy, the child doesn't exactly have too much seichel, and the child puts their hands where they're not supposed to put their hands, and after quite some time, the child is covered from head to toe in the hair, in the mouth, and the child looks the most disgusting, horrendous sight. And everybody keeps right out of the way. Everybody goes away. The smell is disgusting. The look is disgusting. The mother comes home. She's come home from a chasna in her finery. And she sees a child. And she suddenly realizes, my child, you must be so uncomfortable. And she picks up the child, and she undresses the child, and she wipes the child, and puts the child in the bath, and she polishes the child, till the child is spotless. The love, Shtei Reb Yitzchok Blazer, that's the marshal which the Novi is telling us. Imrochatz Hashem Tzoyas B'nois Tzion. The Ribbono Shel Olam washes, a person can have made themselves dirty and filthy, but we are bonim atem Hashem enekechem. The man, Tisko Yotzein, Tzeischo Me'etz Mitzrayim. It's never too late. It's never too far. The Ribbono Shel Olam loves us in every situation. There was a very, very sad Shaila. Sad, but yet in that there's a chizuk. There was an Eretz Yisrael, there was a prisoner, a secular prisoner. He was put into jail, Rachmana Litzlan, because he got in a fight with his father and he killed his father. And he's in a jail, and they have organizations of Kiruv, and he moved over to a Frum department. And he's there in the Frum department, and there's a minion there, and he learns there. And he goes up to the Gabba and says, tomorrow I've got the Yotzeit. I have the Yotzeit to my father, can I daven for the Yomet? And the Gabba says, no way in the world. You're going to stand there, Yiskadeh, Shemei Rabba, and we're going to answer Amen, and you've murdered your father, and that's going to be the Kavod Shemayim, which you want? No way! There was a Rav who came in there, and he said, go and ask Rebbe Eliashiv. And they went to Rebbe Eliashiv, and Rebbe Eliashiv said, Chvashteinish Teshayla. I don't understand the Shaila. Leman Tisgoyes Yem Tseishom Es Mitzrayim. It's not Tshuva. It's not Tshuva. A person can't do Tshuva Ben Teshare Tumah. And the psak was, he davened for his father. He came out of prison. And he wanted to carry on. He had never learned before. So he applied to Baal Tshuva Yeshiva. And when he had to write his CV to the Yeshiva, where he spent his Darren jail for murdering a father, you can imagine it wasn't, the Yeshiva wrote back, I'm sorry, we're full next month. And he went back to Eliashiv. And Rabbi Yashiv wrote a letter to Rosh Yeshiva to the effect that you might as well close your yeshiva down. About Tshuva Yeshiva is about explaining to people and telling them, as it's Da'a Vetzerik, there's a way back, and however far you are, but there's Tshuva, the Sharei Tshuva Leininanu, and how can you turn to somebody like that, with a genuine Baal Tshuva, and he went into yeshiva, he was accepted into the yeshiva. Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Zechatzal Livrocha, has a beautiful maimer, when it comes to Pesach. Klal Yisrael at the time of the time, we will mend Peshare Tumah, and yet have a look. The Rebbeinu Shem says the mitzvah Korban Pesach. The mitzvah Korban Pesach, there was no Mishkan, there was no Mizbeach, there were no Kohenim, there were no Oithim at that time. The Rebbeinu Shem said, no, it's okay. You shech the behemoth, and you sprinkle it on your doorpost. The doorpost also the Mizbeach. And Frank Chazal finds the Mizbeach. But the chalokim of the korban has to go into the mizbeach. Where's the mizbeach? What's the shayla? Where's the mizbeach? The heilige, the holy, the gufin, the holy bodies of Klal Yisrael, they'll consume the korbanos. That's the mizbeach. That's the mizbeach. The korban pesach was the first korban ever to be eaten. Till then, there was only korbanos oil. But Klal Yisrael, it's a pella. Klal Yisrael at that stage, when they carried out the korban pesach, were mem teshare tumah. When they came to the Yam Suf, halaloi davay dezor. Where's the kedusha? Where's the levels of kedusha? Where's the kedusha? And of course, this was the chizuk to Klal Yisrael, because wherever you are, and we have to understand that, because however lower yid falls, and this is the first point to bring out, however far a person goes, there's always, everybody has a yid, every yid has what's called the bottom line, however far they may go, but yet there's always further to go, because we are B'nei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and however far we go, there's always that bit further. There's a fantastic chiddush, and this is the starting point on the way back. The starting point is that wherever a person is, when they create for themselves the bottom line, I've come so far, I'm not going to go further, that itself is Kedusha. Kedusha means precious. We don't know what Mente Shari Tumah means, but one thing we do know, that the Torah is made in Pashas Pinchas, Pasha Kavod, Pasuk Hei, Ruvein B'cho Yisroel, B'nei Ruvein Chanoich Mishpachas HaChanoichi, Lefalu Mishpachas HaPalui. And Rashi says, Ho'umois Mevadin Oison, the nations despised them, and said, that in Begufam Hayu Moishlim, if they are Moishel, if they are ruling over the physical bodies, they're in control, Klal Yisrael are subjugated by the Umas Oilam, Kal V'chayim V'neshoseyim. And therefore the Umas Oilam said, these children aren't from Klal Yisrael, these children are Mitzrayim, they're their fathers are Mitzrayim. We know what Mitzrayim was like. Hitil HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmoy Aleihem, Hei Mitzad Zeh, V'yud Mitzad Zeh. Loimar, Meid ani aleichem shehein b'nei aviseh. Now we know that the Ribbono Shloim writes in his Torah, v'lo yiroye b'cho ervas tovo b'shov me'acharecho. Where there's aroyas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I keep away from Klal Yisrael. B'shov me'acharecho. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prepared not just to come to Klal Yisrael, but to attach himself, to attach his name, to put the Yud-Kei, as Simon, the Chos Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emes,
by the name, the family of every single one of Klal Yisrael, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testifying to Klal Yisrael, they didn't fall. They had in Mitzrayim, however much they fell, whatever they fell, but they had a bottom line. Loshino, they kept certain standards. And when they kept certain standards, that itself created a Kedusha. And that Kedusha, says about Victor Miller, that Kedusha was the Kedusha with which they could eke up honest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're a nation of Kedusha. Even though they'd fallen, but in their Yerida, there was an element of Kedusha. And that is the foundation point on which they could build their tshuva back. You've started. Yes, you've fallen, but let's put away what you're, the bad things you're doing. Let's concentrate and let's realize you are doing something good. You are being payish from Aveira. Let's be payish even more from Aveira. Let's distance ourselves further and start moving back. The next point, when a person has, Rachmanus Lan, fallen, there is something called post-Aveira despair. Person's fallen, I'll explain what it means, post-Aveira despair, with a medrash. It's a very, very sad. The first Bal Aveira in the world was Adam Arishon. When Adam ate Adam and Chava, when they ate the Eitz Hadaas. State in medrash on the Pasuk, when Adam Arishon said, Va'ochol, so the medrash says, Ochalti ve'echoloid. I ate, and I'm going to eat a second time. And Fregender, the Kotzke Rebbe, Zechet HaLoch, and others, is that, imagine a person has been accused of stealing from the king, and he's been taken in front of the king, you tried to steal the crown jewels, Vazokster! And he said, yes, I did. And you know what? I'm going to try a second time as well. Can you imagine what position I would put him in? Odom stands in front of his Ochalti ve'echoloid! Teres's name. There's such a thing called post-Aveira despair. What does that mean? What does that mean? I'll explain what that means, post-Aveira despair. I'll explain what it means. As the Pasuk in Parsha Shef, Ki seitze lamulchom aleivecho. V'ra'iso sus v'rechev amrav mimcho. Le'sira mehem ki Hashem alekecho hamalcho me'etz Mitzrayim. A Pasuk which talks about l'man tiskes yenfeitcho me'etz Mitzrayim. A Pasuk, what's the lesson here? You go to war, and you see Susa Rechev, they're more than you, don't be afraid. The Baruch will look after you. The Mefarshim tell us that wherever we talk about Mulchama, it's always a reference to Mulchama Sayyidza. Ki seitzei la Mulchama leivecha. When a person wants to go to war, he decides he's going to go to battle with the greatest Seina is the Yetzer Hara. But then he thinks to himself, V'risa sus v'rechev am rav mimcha, but I can't. Ich bin schon reingefallen, as I feel more, I've fallen in so many times. How can I stop myself? I already have such a timer. I've fallen. How can I stop myself? In Vilna Gaon state, there's a beautiful maimer from the Vilna Gaon, Pshat in a Pasuk. Orei anechi neisei nifneichem, says the Vilna Gaon, b'shem netonu be'eliyol. Im adam also aveira, if a person does an aveira, lo yitztayer al aveira bilvad. He shouldn't just be afraid for the Aveira itself. Yitztaya shemizeh Aveira osa leyetze Pesach. A person chas v'sholem allows himself into Aveira. He has Bechira. But when he's over the first Aveira, that opens the door for further Aveiras. That Aveira, that the Yetze Hora, Aveira, he's able to be fat and entice him to further Aveiras. She'at Aveiras halbeh. Then he wouldn't have a Pesach. That's the Vilna Gaon's Yisoid in Le Pesach Chatas Reveit. You've got to open the door. The Yitzhahara cannot break down a closed door. Big Yisoid in prevention from Aveira. As long as we have closed doors, the Yitzhahara can ish rein kumen. But once there's a little opening, the Yitzhahara can come in. And when he comes in, he'll be a fatter person again. And that's what the person says. Reisa sus rechav am rav mimcha. Zog die heilige teure lei sira mehem. Hot nish kam meire, don't be afraid. Hashem ane kecho an malcho mez Mitzrayim. Le man tisko is in tzeitch mez Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim you mem tashare tuma. And you had all the Yetzer Hara. Did I help you? Did you come out of it? Yes, you did. You'll come out of it once again. But how does that work? Says the Vilna Gaon. It states, Re'ei onnoichi noisei nifneichem. So the Vilna Gaon to the beautiful Yesoit. He says, Anoichi Naisein. This is the pasuk about Bechira. Sometimes one makes a mistake. The mistake which one makes, which we heard about early on in a poem, was a mistake. I've made the wrong choice. I've taken the wrong route. I have done certain things. That's it. and there's no way back. Name. Zot the Torah which speaks about Bechira. Re'ei anoichi noisein b'loshen hoiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says every single day, Kol yomecha atashlum yomecha yesh lechav, that you have the Brera, you've got Bechira. What you're going to say? Yes, but I've already been boicha bara, and the Eitar is so strong. Anoichi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Anoichi, I am going to be there to help you. Who's the Anoichi? Anoichi Hashem Elekecha Asher Seitzicha Me'etz Mitzrayim. I took you out once before for Mentesh HaRetumah. I can take you out a second time. There's a Sefer Charedim, which speaks about Teshuvah. And the Sefer Charedim says, in Yoyma Baal Teshuvah, Tzali Ma'id. What can I do? I've been Arangafal and I've fallen in. And the Yetzirah is going to come again and again. And he's going to trap me. What do I do? You should know, he says, Chazak v'yamitz libecho v'kavel Hashem. Ki yishlach ezrocha mikodesh. The Ribbono Shel will give you. What's the pshat? What will the Ribbono Shel do? Malachim kadoshim yibezrecha. What does that mean? And he says over from the Zohar Kodesh, I've seen this brought down several times in Reishis Chochma and other Svarim as well. Very big Kiddush, Rachmana Litzlan, when a person has a very weak heart. And it comes to a stage that the doctors say, as it stands now, you cannot live. The prospect of you living is very, very, very weak. We have an Eitzah, we'll give you a heart transplant. And you have the heart of a healthy person, Rachmana Litzlan, may be killed in a car crash, a healthy person, and I'll give you a new lease of life. Shteitin Sefer Charedim, Mishem Nezoya, and Mishem other Svarim, that the Ribbono Shel gives a neshama transplant. When a person does off the claw, and he says, what happens? He says, the bevoyoi litoher, yashiru al nafshoi zoihar nefesh tzadik acher, shoye darka boyle mazebachayim leheshim rabba meovin, gam achre moisoi, yishal chenu Hashem, v'yisabei benefesh oisab al tshuva, yehofeich leish acher. Elisha ben Avoya was called acher, because he was a tzaddik who wanted to go the other direction. But he had so much Torah inside him, he couldn't become the Rosha. Unfortunately, if somebody wants to do Aveiros, it's Poitzchidnoi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Nefesh of a Rosha, and that's why he was called Acher, he became a different person, because that's what he wanted to. How much more so, Letzad HaToiv. But the most important thing in post-Aveiros despair is to understand. Understand, the Talmud once asked of Chaim Voloshin, and he said, Rebbe, and this is what we heard in a poem as well, I've stood so many Rosh Hashanahs and so many Yom Kippurs, and I've made achlotas, and yet I've broken those achlotas again and again. They bring down from Abchaim Voloshin, Oma Chaveri Lemoiri, they said to Abchaim Voloshin, Ani Oisa Gedorim Usyogim Haskomis Chazokas, Va'afal Pikein Adi Nichshal Tomid, what hope is there? Hot Abchaim Voloshin Gazok Tzurik, he said back to him, Dalet Mesu Be'ito Shel Nochosh. And the Mefarshim explains, so be nisfal, a person falls. There were four people who were never nichshol. But till Mashiach comes, that's the teva, we're in the world. And one makes chazokas, one makes kabbalas, and unfortunately we fall, and we slip once, and we slip twice. But anoichi noisei nifneichem, anoichi Hashem ekecha malcha. The stipler writes, and this is so important to know that, that even a person's fallen, but a person has to realize that every single time when they have a nisoyin and they're miskabe on the nisoyin, at the moment of the hiskabrus of the nisoyin, says the stipler, is the person bebchinas Yosef HaTzadik. And even if he's fallen, and let's put it more than that, and that's pshat by Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon said, Ribbono Shel Olam, I have slipped once, and I think I'm going to slip again. I have such a taiva, it's an incontrollable taiva. And the answer is, maybe you will slip a second time, but it will be with Atmas Nefesh, and you'll try and stop, you'll prevent it, you'll delay it, and maybe done Nishvid Avagishmak, and eventually you'll pull yourself out. Rav Huttner has a famous letter, where he writes to a Talmud who had unfortunately gone very far, and the Talmud thought there's no way back. And the Talmud says, I keep trying again and making Chachalotas and I fall. What do I do? And there's a famous line of Rav Huttner, there's a letter, you can look up the letter in Kuf Kaf Ches 128, the Igris of Rav Huttner. And he has a famous line, and he says, yes, Navayas Hashem, many times you lose a battle but you win the war. In Avodas Hashem, it's not about winning, it's about fighting. And as long as you fight, and you have your successes, and every success that you have gives you a chizuk, and strengthens the Bez Hashem, that will bring about more and more. The next point is something which we heard as well in the poem, and that is the fear of hypocrisy. the Yetzer Hara comes to a person and says, "Boss, is what are you doing this for? How can you be leading? You're leading a double life. A person has to be Elich. Either you're a tzaddik or you're a rasha. You can't be riding in both worlds. Make your mind up. You know where you are, and you no such thing." The Heilige Kotzke used to say that a person, because a person's made up of a Yetzer Hara and a Yetzer Tov, of a Gufa and a Neshama, of a Behema and a Malach, then that's a Teva. And he says, one moment a person can be a Malach, and the next moment a person can be a Galach. And that's the Teva. And when you're a Malach, it's a different part. It means that part of you is able to be Shoilet. There was a Bacher in Lakewood, Rachman Litzlan, who got into Sifrei Kfira. Akelikach, he was reading books, and he became, he had Shoilet and Ikrei B'tochus. And he was embarrassed to discuss with anybody in Lakewood because comes to Shidduchim, what's going to happen? So he wrote, he had a chavah who was learning by the Beis Yisrael of Ger. And he said, go into the Rebbe, and he goes into the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, bring me a Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yotes. And he turns around, Itchela, what's that from the Gemara? What do you see from the Gemara? So I see the Koyach of Amenei Shmei Rabba, that Koyach. And the Gemara Rebbe says, I see something else from the Gemara. I see from the Gemara, even somebody who's got a Shemetz Avodah Zarah, the Rebbeinu Shem wants his Amenei Shmei Rabba. Because why? Because this is B'nei B'chayri Yisrael, that's the Mantisgeres Yen Tzeitzchok, wherever we are. There's a famous Maisa said over about the Abdur Rav, Zecha Tzadik HaKadosh Livracha. And in his town lived a tailor, Ayid, a posh the Yidle, who was a tailor, and he had no parnasa. He had Yoyim, the porritz. The town's porritz sold out, and new porritz came to town, he wants to throw a party, but he can't find it, he needs some new clothes. And he hasn't, so he runs to the town, he needs a tailor, and this Yid, we'll call him Reb Yossele the tailor. Reb Yossele comes in, he makes a beautiful suit for the porritz, and the porritz is so impressed, he says, right, you're becoming my tailor, that's it. You're moving into the palace, you're going to come into the palace, you'll have your office, you'll have your workplace, and you'll be able to, everything works well. He makes a beautiful farnas, he becomes a gavirish Yid, and one day he comes to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, what's the problem? Has he thrown me out? No, he hasn't thrown me out. But I've discovered that the porridge is a Gishmada Yid. It's a Yid. How can I work for it? So the Rebbe says, what's this? Does it say anywhere you're not allowed to make a suit for a Gishmada Yid? One thing is you can't make Shatnas for him. Of course, his muzzle. The next big party, he gives him a piece of the most beautiful material, just proper Shatnas, mamish, 50-50. And he delays it, the porridge calls him in, and he says, I'm under instruction. By who? And the porridge comes with his guard, and he goes charging to the Rebbe's house. What's for a narishkeit when I was yet less than the mitzvah of eating tarfus and I never kept Shabbos and I've married out and I go to church? What? And the Rebbe sat there and he said, yes, Ribbono Shel Olam, you should know that you did this tocha. It's not the bliben akin from Ribbono Shel Olam. And Ribbono Shel Olam is so upset, but one thing is, Ribbono Shel Olam, you've never worn Shabbos. Why give the Ribbono Shel Olam that agmas nefesh? And the poet started crying. So why didn't anybody ever tell me there's a way back? Why didn't everybody tell me Leman Tisko is Yad Seitzchom Es Mitzrayim? It states in Psukim Atem Reisam Asher Osisi Le Mitzrayim. Va'esa Eschom Al Kamfei Neshorim Va'ovi Eschom Eloi. States in Targum Yenison, in Targum Unkelus, Ukrivas Yatschoin Le Pulchoni. And I bring you to my Avoida. And in Mephoshim, I saw the Shari Aaron explains that the Targum Unkelus got a Kasha. What does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring you to me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Molei Kol Olam. The whole world is a Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam brings to me. The Teretz is, what we are saying is, this is the remez for the Ruchnias Stikin Yetzias Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you in Mitzrayim, but you saw the Efes, and I lifted you up, the Kanfei Neshorim, those were the Anani HaKoved, I took you in, I showed you how much I love you, I showed you with the Korban Pesach how choshev you are, you're B'nei B'chayri Yisrael, you're the Skul HaTo'amim, you are the treasure. And when we realized what a treasure we were, we came close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we were zeichet to come to Matan Torah. Bo Yisrael help, it's coming to Yom Tov Pesach, it's a time when we have to have that chizuk, Leman Tizkos Yom Tzeitzchom Es Mitzrayim. It's never too late, it's never too far. Anybody in any area at all, there's always a way back. The Ribbono Shel Olam is there waiting for us, we should be zeichet, Bekdusha B'Tara, to eat the Pesach, Beis Hashem Yisboch, in Yishlein, where HaKadosh, Bini Beis HaMikdash, Meir 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 Meir. Sorry, I'm going to